This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Ray.
This is Jax.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach Jackson Dean podcast.
Sound really chipper. That's weird.
Joy 94.9.
I'm very excited.
We're very excited.
We are joined by some comedy superstars.
Ooh,
Dean, who do we have?
All the way from the United States of America, we have Dulcie Sloan and Zainab Johnson.
Hey!
And the crowd goes wild.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Dulce Sloan, hello.
Oh, Dulce.
Dulce, did I say wrong? Did I say Dulcie?
Don't worry.
It's Australian.
It's Dulce, like a duel, like a fight, and then say.
Oh,
You got a dueling stick.
Bring it.
Yeah, but the Spanish is dulce, but no one can say that because no one's tongues go.
Oh,
hello.
And in Australia,
it's the right
dulce.
Station to be using your tongue.
Oh, okay.
Dulce.
So, welcome to Australia. Welcome to Joy.
Hello.
Is this your first time in Australia?
It's for me, yes.
Yes, my first time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what do you think? You've come down under.
Down under. I've been trying to get this accent, and I feel like you have to keep your mouth open with every down under.
And just drop your vowels.
Yeah, vowels.
I kind of said it was like...
I had a French friend who was like speaking English or like Australians, like having a hot potato in your mouth. You're just like, whoa. So
I thought it was like a Boston mix with British, where it's it's in the very back of your mouth, but it's like, it's confusing.
I'm terrible with accents.
So you're from Harlem, is that right?
Yeah, I'm from New York. I was born in Brooklyn. I grew up in Harlem.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say it wrong now, and I don't...
Dulce.
Is from Atlanta.
Yeah, I was born in Miami, but I grew up, for the most part, in Atlanta and a lot of other places. But
so your accents are funny as well.
Well, I learned how to talk in Colorado, so... I lived a lot of places.
You witnessed protection or something.
Yeah.
No, we were just sponsored by U-Haul. but no, I have a slight, very slight Southern accent unless I'm sleepy, and then I have a Southern accent.
You don't sound like you have a Southern accent.
For the most part, I don't.
Yeah. I am so New York. I can't help it. Like, just one sentence, and people are like, oh, you're from New York? Yeah. I'm like, how'd you know?
I'm walking here.
I grew up doing theater, so you couldn't have an accent.
Yeah.
So doing theater and TV, you just have to just sound like a person. It's like
general,
a neutral
American
accent, where it's like, okay, you're not from any of these other places, you're from here.
Yeah.
When we would do drama in like high school as well, everyone would always be obsessed with the American accent because all our shows that we loved and everything were all in all American. So we'd always do an American accent.
Yeah,
I was fascinated by it. It's weird. I think we'd bugger it up, as they'd say.
Yeah. But how do you do an American accent?
Oh, I think just like a Britney Spears entry level. Like, hey, how are you going? I don't know. Like, just a weird thing. I'm at a bus stop. That's it.
Like, oh, yes. Hello, I'm an American. And
I'm also British.
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
I feel like when I watch TV, though, I can always tell when it's a foreign actor or actress doing an American accent.
Yeah.
You can always tell, unless they are. I mean, it's very few actors and actresses, but it's like at the height of their emotion or frustration, the accent, whatever their true, it just comes out. You can't even help it.
And they always talk very slow.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm being an American.
Yeah.
Nicole Kidman, watch out. We've got your number.
Also, when I found out that Keith Urban was Australian, it destroyed my whole existence. Because when he sings, he's not Australian. How are you a country superstar?
I feel like
you're Australian.
But I feel like that's every singer. There's like no foreign or Australian or English or Brit, whatever you want to call it, French. There's no singer that when they sing sounds like like Adele. Everybody just sounds American when they sing.
Oh, yeah.
There's very few questions I want to know, but it's like, when I pass on from this life and I meet the Lord, I'm like, nice to meet you, Jesus. Hey, man, listen, quick question. How come when other people sing, they sound like us? Yeah. Why do they sound like Americans? Like, why does Amy Winehouse, because you hear Amy Winehouse speak, you're like, oh, you are definitely not from the United States.
Yeah.
Why is it that when you sing, you sound like you're from...
I guess all the influences. Like, she loved...
Well, it's like ABBA as well. Or ABBA. When they spoke, yeah, they sound a little Swedish. But when they sang, they could have been American.
I didn't know they were Swedish. Or like,
yeah,
I think so the sweet. Beatles sounded kind of. I haven't listened to a lot of
the Spice Girls sounded British.
They did.
Yeah,
yeah they did.
And
yeah.
Lily
but
Allen.
I think they were, and they even when they crossed over, it was even like the British takeover. It, like yeah. It was a thing.
It was
you
like
know?
The new wave of a British
yeah.
takeover.
Yeah.
But Lily Allen sounds very British to the point that they would criticize her for it.
Well, this is it.
Really?
And of course, now you're on the Daily Show
mm-hmm.
with a South
mm-hmm.
African.
Yes.
Trevor, no. Again, he hasn't Americanized his accent.
He speaks where it's not. I think he has. He kind of does what everyone does, where it's like I'm on TV and I'm going to speak in the best way of speaking. So yes. He still has his accent, but he still sounds like someone who speaks proper English. But even when you talk to him and like just when we're just in meetings and stuff, that's how he always talks.
I was about to say that he sounds on TV exactly like how
yeah,
he sounds
yeah, how he,
in
he
person.
Sounds like that all the time.
I think it would have been a bad idea for him to try and do an American
yeah.
accent.
Oh yeah,
and that would have been terrible.
No one would have been like, oh, I know he did not.
Yeah.
Just, okay, cool. Yeah, that would have really been.
But you know what's so
American.
Interesting? We always want like we don't mind when people come and do American accents, you know, farm. But if ever like an American just decides to get like a British accent, like I remember
Madonna
yes. Tina Turner,
yes.
I was like, hold on a second,
no,
aren't
no.
you from Nutbush?
Like where are you? Come on, anime.
Yeah, now it's Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay
Lohan has been speaking in this fake accent.
It's probably a lot of.
It's like but she's in Dubai, so I don't know what that
is
accent.
She?
Is. Yeah,
it's a dry country. Is that
yeah,
why?
Yeah, I don't.
She
have,
ran away from the juice.
Yeah, I think I may be.
Listen, just because it's a dry country on paper.
Yes.
Does not mean you can't get the goods.
There are ways and means, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually did shows there. I did shows there in Abu Dhabi, and you can definitely get alcohol.
When did you do this?
maybe like a year and a half ago.
What?
I don't know why you weren't with me. Let's get who were our people. We got to call somebody.
So, a New York comedian in Dubai, now in Australia,
yes.
Does comedy translate? Is there a difference?
I think sometimes I feel like I've had some things where it's like a cultural, like, you know, just sort of lost in translation experience. But I think that's the beauty in it. It's like, I don't come here to give you guys what you already have.
Yeah.
I come here to share something completely different. So some things get lost, but you figure it out. Like, I watched a comic last night.
Yes.
Reese.
Yeah.
Reese Nicholson.
Yeah.
Oh, and I love him.
So there were, like, I really enjoyed the show, but there was, some things were really lost on me, but that didn't. That didn't change it from being an enjoyable
experience.
Yeah, we
were sitting right next to each other, and I was like, what's that mean? She's like, I don't know.
And then he goes so fast. Yeah.
It's like, so afterwards, we had to go, so what was this one joke that everybody was laughing really hard at? Also, these other four things.
Yeah.
But we got 98% of the show.
Yeah.
So we could still really appreciate it, even though there were, like, when you make references to Australia, I don't know anything about Perth. But
I
don't know, but any of these things mean. So like you referenced Perth, and I was like, okay, don't get that joke, but I understand why it's funny. So it's because the way the people laugh, you're like, oh, people don't like that place. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
You just can tell from the context of what's going on, and you can pick up a lot of stuff. So everything we didn't get like a specific like thing, but from the context, you're like, oh, I get that.
Yeah,
and I think there's themes that are universal. People understand human experience. People understand family. People understand relationships. Yeah. People, you know, there's just certain things that you understand. And I think that it only gets lost when you give like very specific cultural references. But I think as comedians, we also know how to explain those things in a funny way. Because in the United States, you can go, I can do something in New York that is not understood in Georgia.
Right.
That's then not understood in Texas. That's then not understood in Seattle and vice versa, you know?
Yeah.
So
you got to be open.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I'm wondering, coming to Australia, have you noticed that we're kind of a little bit preoccupied with your political figures, that we have an interest in watching what's happening in the White House?
I think everyone is preoccupied with American politics.
The world's all a bit scared.
Because we have a lot of money and we have a lot of weapons. So you
guns
wanna
over
know,
there. Yeah.
We have so many bombs. So people want to know what's going on with America because we blow up stuff.
And right now we have somebody irrational enough to...
Right.
to blow up stuff.
Yeah.
And because we have so many military bases across the world, and Australia has always been an ally with the United States, like, it's since World War II or World War, I guess, like, World War II and Desert Storm and all of these actions, Australian soldiers have always fought alongside Americans. So when our leaders do something ignorant, it directly affects the Australian population because it's your sons and daughters who are going to fight.
Yeah, yeah.
Because our president said something stupid. Mm-hmm. So it makes total sense that y'all would wonder, okay, are we going to die? Like, you have to wonder that.
Also, it's a pretty good reality show.
It's crazy. But it's so fun.
It's so fascinating.
But what's been interesting is, like, as a black person in America, African American, I guess if you don't know what black is. listen, I don't know your lives. I don't know.
Women of color. Women of color, yeah.
Women of color, but specifically black, or like a nice brown. It's interesting.
The slave ancestry is basically what you're saying.
Yes, we're descended from African slaves. And, you know, a few slaveholders. But interesting to see it because there's such a large segment of the population in America that is so freaked out by this man.
Yeah.
And then they look to us and they're like, aren't y'all freaked out? And we're like,
We've been freaked out for so long.
We've been scared for so long.
We're
just like...
Yeah, we're immune.
Like, hey, welcome to oppression. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
You can look to any person of color for your oppression handbook.
Yeah.
Like, I was saying, I've been doing a bit about it where it's just like, this is the white man I heard about growing up. This was the... this was our monster in the closet, monster under the bed. This was the crazy white man that they've been telling us about since we were kids.
Yeah.
So when he showed up, we were like, we told you! He's coming!
The boogeyman is real.
The boogeyman showed up.
Oh, God, yes.
And so we've just been sitting there. I just been watching American white people be scared. Like, look at God. Just these blessings. Oh, just amazing.
Now, you are in town for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and you're both appearing at a show called Headliners.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Oh, so comedy show is every night at 8:15 at Max Watts.
Is it just two of you, or there's a couple?
No, there's two other comics.
Two other American comics, Kate Willett and Jared Logan.
Mm-hmm.
And Dulce and I, we're here until the 8th, and then you guys get a whole new set of American
headliners.
I'm here
till the 9th,
But at some point in the festival, you get a whole new set of American headliners.
Just swapping them out.
So it's...
One American's just like another one.
Yeah.
We got this batch. We figured out what they
and
like.
No.
Yeah. They're not very different. Both black ladies, very different experiences in life. I can promise you that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been fun. My first show was on Sunday, so I got in after a 15-hour flight, 5:45.
It's a long way, isn't it?
Long way. Yeah. And none of the entertainment on the plane worked, so...
What?
They were just...
Really?
No, the Wi-Fi didn't work.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The TVs didn't work.
What'd you do? Like, read?
Oh, everybody just went to sleep. Because you had to have the entertainment on to operate the overhead reading light. So since that light didn't work, it was everyone's like...
Well, what flight were you on?
I was on Virgin Australia, like 9 p.m. out of L.A.
Oh, me too, but I must have had the working airplane.
Well, they were like... Cause, I mean, they had like the Panasonic... Man, they were like, we got Panasonic... Like, before we took off, they're like, we got Panasonic here.
Yeah.
We're trying to figure it out. And it just wouldn't reboot. And so, and for the whole flight, you'd wake up and see the screen reboot.
But 15 hours in the dark.
Yeah, I would have been like, no, not for 15 hours.
That's they gave everybody like a voucher or something at the end of the flight. But for me, I was like, I just slept. Like all the sleep I had not gotten in New York for all the time I've been there. Caught up on that. And then when I landed, I was like, all right, now I'm going to get some real sleep. And my body went, no, you ain't. I was awake. And then I had a show that night. But it was fun to watch... British TV, because I was up early, like Australian TV, because it was British shows too.
Uh-oh.
Did we just...
You just got played off stage.
That's your time.
No. I just got the wrap it up music.
You got Kesha.
I got the wrap it up. Okay, I'm done.
Kesha wanted to sing, but I don't know his talk to
No, it was fun to watch. I was watching the Australian cartoons, because I feel like when you go to some place, they don't really tell you about where you are. And they're really cute. And then like the couple like the TV shows, and because I like to watch TV in other places, especially if it's in English,
right?
So I know what's going on, because you go to Canada, a lot of the stations have the descriptive, like it's almost like a director's commentary on what's happening. So I was watching some show and I thought I was losing my mind because it was like. And it's like, and then the doctor started doing the autopsy. And I'm like, who the hell's talking?
Oh, like a Wonder Years, but not really.
Yeah, so it's like a Wonder Years almost, but they have the captions, but then there's, but if you are, but it's for the blind. So they describe everything that's happening on screen.
The teletext stuff.
But I didn't know that's the station I was watching.
Oh, I was about to
say. So I was going crazy. And I was like, why are they describing? Like, it's like was somebody like reading stage notes.
You should have just sat there and closed your eyes.
I could for a second. But I was like, well, now I got to know what happens when he opens the door. Because you told me he was doing it. Now I got to watch it. It's very confusing.
And so now you're in Australia. You're watching some cartoons. But are you getting out and having a little bit of a look around?
We went to, what was the name of the sanctuary?
Hillsville Sanctuary.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Gorgeous.
We wanted to see, you know, native Australian animals. Like animals we couldn't see anywhere else. So
that's where they are.
It was an emu mean mugging. Mean mugging?
Oh, yes.
What?
Emu, right? The bird?
Emu. A mean mug is a dirty look.
It looked like it was about to attack
me. That stink eye.
Stink eye. Yeah. That thing was trained and ready to go. We were trying to take a picture, and that thing popped up.
Basically squared up. He's about to fight.
Ready to fight.
Bring it.
And because he was down there, like, nipping at stuff in the grass. I'm like, that's okay, scary. He's just being majestic. It's beautiful. And Zainab was like, okay, here's my phone. Whatever happened.
But I told her, I said, they'll say, no matter what, if it attacks me, whatever happens, just keep taping.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
just get it on tape.
Content.
Right. And then she jumped, so I jumped because I was like, because it squared up and she jumped, and I'm like, let's go. Like, I didn't know we weren't going to fight this bird.
But we saw kangaroos, we saw Tasmanian devils, which
they used to have herpes. I think they're okay now.
Who?
They all had like some weird disease. Canker sores.
Every tumors that was wiping them out. That's what the Tasmanian devils
had. So don't sleep.
But every time we talk about an Australian animal, somebody tells us about an STD that they have. Like we were like, we're gonna see the koalas. They're like, they're riddled with chlamydia. We're like, hold on a second.
And they're always drunk.
Well, that's what they said. That's a myth.
We learned that was a myth.
They're not drunk. They're just always tired because there's just not enough energy provided by eucalyptus.
Busted.
We can read and apply information correctly.
You're learning some stuff.
Getting citizenship now.
But she was disappointed by the Tasmanian devil because it didn't look like the cartoon.
It did not.
Mm-mm. Oh gosh.
Now, our time is up. I'm sorry. We need to go to the news. If you want to catch,
we can read the news. What you got?
It's all good news. But if you want to catch the headliners, it's at the Max Watts venue.
Hi-Fi.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, and you've moved because it used to be somewhere else, but it's a beautiful venue.
It's 125 Swanson Street, opposite the Town Hall.
Mm.
And you can buy tickets by going to comedyfest.com.au. Fantastic. Thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.